alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Sanha program. I am Muhammad Baum and I'll be your host until 8 o'clock, inshallah. Online we have is Marana Bilal. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yourself, Marana, as well as all your wonderful listeners. You are the one as well.
Ameen. Marana, just to inform the listeners that this is a phone-in program, so you do have questions on anything halal or haram, you can call us on 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Ismail is waiting for your calls. And also, if you do want, you can send us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. That's 072-786-1548. Marana, let's just get, we had a few questions last week which we didn't answer as we were a bit offline. Marana, the first question someone put in is, Assalamu alaikum, is Rama Majreen halal?
Yes, Rama Majreen is halal, suitable. There's been a message going around that, you know, one of the e-numbers or one of the ingredients found in there called E471 is haram. However, this ingredient, in fact, can be from different sources. It can be made synthetically, it can be derived from plants, or it can be from animals. And in the case of the Rama Margarine, it's from plant sources, so there's no problem at all with this product.
Okay. Ma, we do have one caller online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Ma, I just want to find out from the McDonald's outlet. We're based in Indonesia, but I just want to find out, they say that the sauce that has been used is not halal. I wanted to just confirm that.
Okay, with regards to McDonald's in general, right, we can only give a guarantee. If McDonald's or the head office or the franchisor has signed an agreement with us, in that way we would be able to regulate and control whatever comes to the stores downstream. Unfortunately, there's no such agreement in place between Senna and McDonald's, so unfortunately we can't give any guarantee for any of the products they use, nor for any of the sources found at the store.
Gee. Well, another question that came in, Assalamu alaikum, is Cadbury Fingers halal?
Cadbury Fingers is an import. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get information on it yet.
Okay, another one was this Jungle Milk Chocolate Energy Bar.
That product is halal suitable.
See, another question that came about was the quality streets, sweets, chocolates.
Yes, so those made in South Africa are certified halal by Senna. Please look for our logo on the product packaging.
Gee. And the Pringles are crisp.
Pringles crisp.
Gee.
They officially manufactured in Malaysia for the South African market, and yes, they are halal suitable.
They are halal suitable. Okay. Another question, Marana, that came about. Okay, we did that one. Assalamu alaikum, Marana, is Mentos halal?
Mentos sweets, again, there are some variants which contain an insect-derived dye and are not halal. These variants are the sour mix, the rainbow, the mixed berry, the cinnamon, the grape, the strawberry yogurt, and the cherry yogurt. In fact, it was clearly stating the ingredients, E120, carmine, or cochineal. So just have a look out for that before you buy any variant of Mentos.
Sure. Somebody else, is the Fettis and Moni's Faster Pasta Sana approved?
That product is still under inquiry. It's a new product on the market. We are waiting for information from them.
Sure. Well, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Marana, I'd like to know what's the status of acrylic flavored waters as well as all the other flavored waters that are available on the market.
Okay, the most critical ingredient in these products is actually the flavoring. Flavoring being a combination of substances that give flavor to the product. Unfortunately, Quell, in the case of Quell, they have not told us exactly what flavoring substances they use or what the ingredients of the flavoring is, and therefore we cannot give any guarantee at all for the product. The other flavored water that you find in the market, like seltzer, there's Banai, these are certified halal by Senna, and the Bonacqua ones are also halal suitable.
Okay, quite a few questions coming up here. Assalamu alaikum, is the Kingsley cold drink halal, and is Dragon and Monster energy drinks halal?
Regrettably, we can't give any assurance on this product. The company has not given a full disclosure.
Okay, another question. I heard about Polar Factory Shop ice cream in Laneja. They're not halal, only to find out. I'm just getting it. Okay, they're not halal, only to find out that they're using buckets of Kulfi ice cream with Sana logo. So now what do we do for that?
This is in fact, Polar ice cream had bought over Kulfi, and they then subsequently also applied for halal certification, and that certification has been concluded. Their products are halal as well.
They are halal.
Yes.
Gee, another question. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Tip Black Seed Immune Booster Capsule halal?
Yes, the product is halal for tomorrow.
And I got here MS Chocolate. MMs.
MNS.
Something like that.
Okay, that's also under query at the moment. It's coming from the UK, and we are waiting for information from the manufacturer.
Well, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I want to know if they allow Mora seeds are halal.
Yes, they are. And
Triple X seeds halal.
Triple X seeds is also halal for
Tobolia.
Jazakallah, brother. And then we have some. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I wanted to know if the Lancewood cheese slices are halal.
Well, Lancewood cheese slices?
Unfortunately, not certified by Sena. You won't see our logo on that product. It's an import. We cannot give any guarantee.
Someone asked, Assalamu alaikum, is Getty's ice cream halal?
Getty's ice cream, unfortunately, no information on them.
Okay. Okay, this person, they say they're not, you know, the Polar Factory shop ice cream in Indonesia, they say they're not halal, already found out they're using buckets of Kulfi. They say, are they Sana approved or they're not Sana approved, huh?
Yes, they are Sana approved.
They are Sana approved. So remember that the approval has just gone in now recently, so they are Sana approved. Another question coming in, Assalamu alaikum, is Crunchy and Wallad's Bunny Chow flavored crisp halal? Okay, Crunchy is the chocolate, right? And the Wallad's Bunny Chow flavored crisp.
Okay, with regards to Crunchy, the imported bar, what we know as the Crunchy chocolate, that unfortunately at the moment no information on it. However, we are working on trying to get the information. The Crunchy slab, which is manufactured in South Africa, that is halal suitable. And with Wallad's crisps, we don't approve of any of the meat flavor variants, including the Bunny Chow flavor. So it's only the non-meat flavor variants that are fine.
Assalamu alaikum. I would like to know if the pick and pay processed cheese slices are halal.
Pick and pay, also not manufacturing the product themselves, outsourcing the manufacture of the product. We can only give a guarantee in this instance if the product actually has our logo, because that would indicate that the product is being manufactured at the Sena certified facility.
Perfect. Ma, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
KFC, hello.
KFC, unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee. To our knowledge, the franchisor head office has no halal certification, and obviously that creates a doubt on the status of the individual store.
We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Brother, there's a sister that called you earlier on to confirm the sauce in McDonald's.
Right.
And you can confirm it,
100%.
Whether it's halal or not.
Yes.
Is that right?
Correct.
That's correct, yes.
But they have a halal certificate in that place. Don't you certify a place when everything is halal in there, everything is kosher, then only a certificate is issued to them? How do you give them a certificate when you don't even know?
Baisab, are you talking about the Sana certificate? Baisab, are you talking about a Sana certificate?
That's right.
I don't think there's any McDonald's in South Africa that is certified by Sanha.
That's correct, yes. We haven't certified any store.
There's no McDonald's.
There's no McDonald's that's certified by Sanha. You need to go back and check which company has certified them, which halal body has certified them. But I'm 100% sure it's not Sanha.
Okay. All right. But one more question.
Gee.
You think it's right for them to have a certificate, whether it's somehow anyone else, but would doubt whether their sources are halal or not halal? Can they get a certificate on that?
Aman, I think you're more qualified to answer that part now.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, with regards to McDonald's, we cannot comment on the status of the products to confirm it's halal or confirm it's haram because we don't have that agreement in place. We're not regulating the supply of ingredients to the store. You know, if they approach us, if they come to us, if they give us that disclosure, then we would be in a better position to comment or to evaluate.
Yeah, jazakallah for that. But, you know, I was just in doubt, you know, because they have certificates. So you expect everything on that shelf, everything on that floor to be halal. Am I right or wrong?
Now, certainly, if one sees a halal certificate, then in an ideal world, one would expect everything at the store to be 100% halal. Unfortunately, you know, with regards to certification in our country, there are differences between the halal bodies. So from our end, we cannot guarantee or we cannot endorse such a certification unless the store complies with our criteria.
Okay.
Jazakallah, Masab. That's perfect.
Right.
Someone, there's another call online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chapa, you online?
I just want to find out about the Heinz Southern Coating.
That product is halal suitable. You may use it.
Jazakallah.
What's up? Quite a few questions have come in. Assalamu alaikum. Is the hot tamari's pure cinnamon flavored chewy candy is halal?
Yes, that product is halal suitable.
Okay, another one. Is the tip flu relief capsule halal?
That product is on the query at the moment. We are checking further on it.
Another one, Cadbury Roundies halal.
Cadbury?
Roundies.
First time I heard of that one. Haven't heard of that product. It seems it's an import. We'll have to investigate further.
Brother, I think you can just send us a sample of what you're talking, just a picture or something, then we can see exactly what's that. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Is Ferrimed capsules halal?
The capsule shell is manufactured from bovine gelatin, thus we would advise that you rather go for the syrup or the tablet, which are halal suitable.
Another question, assalamu alaikum, is Anat products halal and Ola ice creams? What about Krispy Kreme donuts and investigations made by Sana?
The first question was about Anat wraps, right?
Gee.
Okay, Anat wraps are certified or approved by Sana. However, we don't give any guarantee for the stores themselves. The second question was about Krispy Kreme. We don't have any association with the franchise and can't give any guarantee for the product.
Gee, and the third part was the Ola ice creams.
Ola ice creams, as long as it has our logo, it is certified. If it doesn't have our logo, then we cannot give any guarantee.
Gee, well, we have one call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Gee, Appa, you can go ahead.
I just want to find out about the clover custard and the ultra male custard.
Both those products are halal suitable.
Both are halal suitable.
Gee.
Okay, jazakallah.
As we were talking, there was a question that came about here. Randy's ice cream in Durban.
Ice cream in Durban?
Randy's. You know, I know the surname. I didn't know they do.
Are they asking about their halal status?
Gee.
Okay, not certified to us. If the consumer can please forward the details to us, we will contact them and try and get the necessary information to establish halal compliance.
Gee. Assalamu alaikum, is Hagina Mug halal?
Hagina Mug, unfortunately, they do not give us any information anymore, thus we're no longer in a position to comment or give assurances on their product.
Someone else asks, assalamu alaikum, is the Orange Groove products, are they halal?
The yogurts contain bovine gelatin, therefore not approved by Sena. The plain milk as well as a fresh cream is halal to them all, as the Amasi.
That is it, Orange Grove. Okay, that's perfect. Assalamu alaikum. Is Tango, Milky, Stambo, Yogeta, Amazon stock sweets halal?
Amazon stock sweets are certified halal by Sena. Pantop as well as Yogeta are also certified halal by Sena. The Tango stock sweets from Richester, that's halal suitable. Stambo, unfortunately, no information.
Okay. Then another question that came about. Assalamu alaikum. Are the fireballs that have the Malaysian halal stamp permissible to eat?
I think the consumer is referring to what's called a jawbreaker product.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're not certified by the official Malaysian halal certification agency, which is a department of the government. these products are certified by a halal body called Halal Certification International, I think Asia region, and that incorporates Malaysia as well. And the company has not been able to give us, you know, the guarantee that we're looking for, the disclosure that we're looking for. Therefore, we don't give any guarantee for them.
Okay, Morana, I got a picture this person sent. Remember, we asked about the Cadbury Roundy Halal. This is, I think it's an overseas-based Cadbury chocolate that this brother is talking about. I don't think it's in South Africa. It says it's New Cadbury Roundy, R-O-U-N-D-I-E.
Haven't come across the product, but certainly we can query it, we can check with Cadbury South Africa, if the brother can please forward the details to us.
Perfect. Haji Amar, I think we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
How?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Ji, you want to ask something?
Is the truck shop that's of the cookie shop is Halal Halal?
I didn't get the name of the cookie shop.
Is a truck shop, but inside the cookie shop in Holland Halal.
Cookie shop in Holland.
Okay, no information on the product at the moment. Please do forward the details to us. We'll investigate from this way.
All right. Hola caramel pie ice cream.
Look for this NR logo on there. If it does have our logo, it is certified.
Okay.
If it doesn't have our logo, it's an import. I cannot give any guarantee.
Chief, well, we have another code online. Assalamu alaikum.
Kum salam.
Chief,
the mini bike halal, those small sweets.
The line was a bit soft there. I could not hear the name of the product.
The mini bites.
Mini bites.
From which company?
Chief.
Which company is making the mini bites?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
We need the clarification regarding the company name. And then, inshallah, we'll have to
answer. One other question. Beacon Heavenly Chocolate?
That is halal suitable.
Mm-hmm. Cadbury Lickables halal?
Under query at the moment.
Okay. Someone, assalamu alaikum, is stays at King Shaka International Airport. We can just clarify on this King Shaka International Airport. The stays, we know there was something that happened in the week. So we can just clarify that quickly.
Yeah, we had a non-conformance. Basically, there was a delivery of a haram item to the store. However, it was immediately identified, removed, and the issue was addressed with the management of the store, as well as we closed the store down. And, you know, as a precautionary measure, we sanitized the entire store. Nothing haram went out from the store. Nothing haram was used in the store. But just as a precautionary measure, we had sanitized the entire store. We had obviously given warnings to the management, you know, with regards to non-compliance. And then when we were satisfied that they were going to conform to our criteria going forward, we had reinstated their certification.
Okay. Moana, assalamu alaikum. Moana, I would like to know if the Woodview Wagyu beef is allowed for consumption. I found this product on the shelf at Fosme Butcher in Fordsburg. Please answer.
Okay. With regards to this product, my understanding is that the company has applied to us for halal certification. Apparently, the product is being, the cattle from which this product is sourced from are sourced at an abattoir that is certified halal by us. However, with regards to the official certification of the product itself, remember that's merely an administration issue. We haven't finalized that yet.
Okay. Royal Dansk Biscuits.
No information, unfortunately, on that product.
No information. Ma, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
I'd like to know if Allergex tablets are allowed suitable, please.
Allergex tablets do contain bovine gelatin. If it's possible, then please do look for an alternative. There are some other alternatives available, like Elicit, like Rhinitin. There's some Sinumax products as well.
Ma, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Is the Lanjba ice cream halal?
Lanjba ice cream is halal, yes.
Okay, jazakallah.
Well, someone asked, is Kinder Joy halal?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I think this person must send us some. Someone else asks, Assalamu alaikum, I'd like to know if Woolies muffins are halal. Also, which Woolies bacon can we have?
In the entire Woolies bakery section, the pre-packed plain rolls and the pre-packed plain breads, that's halal suitable. Depending where the Woolworths is situated, where the current supply of the bakery goods is, sometimes it can happen that the product will have a Sena Halal logo on it. Okay. Unfortunately, no Sena Halal logo. We're not sure who the supplier is, what type of bakery it comes from, and cannot give and get.
Another question. Steli Williams, halal?
Steli Williams, we've certified the ice cream factory as well as one of the ice cream stores in Stanton. The Steli Williams Nougat product also certified halal.
Perfect. Assalamu alaikum. Is Bogat candy halal? German-based candy.
This product, we have been querying it, in fact, I think, for the last 6 weeks. Unfortunately, no response from the company, so we cannot give any guarantee.
Okay, is crunchy ice cream halal, Mona?
Yes, it is.
And someone asked, soft eating licorice, Mr. Sweet.
Please check if the product contains gelatin or not. Only if it's gelatin free, then it will be fine.
Okay. Then, Häagen-Dazs ice cream, someone asked.
No information, unfortunately.
Beacon Heavenly Chocolate. That one, I think we did it earlier.
Yeah, it is, and also today.
Gee. Well, we've already come to the end of today's program. Someone asked if we can just repeat the stock suite when we went into detail about the different types of stock suites. Which ones are halal? Which ones are still being queried?
Okay, there's the Amazon Monster Pops. Right. That is certified halal by Sena. Fun Pop as well as Yogeta, also certified halal by Sena. The Chester lollipops are halal suitable. And then we had Tambo lollipops, which we unfortunately have no information on.
Someone asked, Assalamu alaikum, wanted to know which of the HA formula are halal.
Regrettably, we haven't come across an HA product which is not produced using a porcine enzyme. With regards to whether the child needs to take this product or not, this is best addressed towards your doctor or to the dietitian. If the child really needs to take this formula, then only in the case of Dorora, when there's no alternative available, then your ulama has given a concession.
Okay. And I know in the start of the program we did about the mentors already. Someone said we missed the mentors. Question, which mentors is halal?
Okay, the ones with carmine, and carmine will be listed as an ingredient on the product packaging. Carmine is normally written as E120, sometimes there's cochineal, sometimes there's carmine, sometimes the CI number would be 77540. That's also using as a reference to carmine. So the seven flavors which do contain this ingredient are the dairy mix, the sour mix, the rainbow, strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, the grape, and the cinnamon.
Perfect. And someone asked, Woolworths whipped cream?
That is halal suitable.
That is halal suitable. And the last one I'm going to take, the Fettis and Monies, we did this, the Fasta Pasta. Sana approved, we mentioned that it's a new product on the market. Sana is still going through that one, so there's no approval stamp on it as yet, so just be aware for that one. And the aqueous flavored waters, Marana, or the aqueous flavored waters,
unfortunately cannot give any guarantee.
There's no guarantee on it. Ma, jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. Inshallah, we'll speak again to Marana next week, Monday.
Jazakallah khairan again for the opportunity.
Ameen.
And we make dua that Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make shukr for all the different flavors that we enjoy in this country. I was just thinking last week, even the prisoners were complaining about halal food. Even the prisoners, they were halal food in South Africa. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
Please do give us a call, 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email, helpline@sena.org.za. Find us on social media, South African National Halal Authority on Facebook, @sena_halal on Twitter, and on Instagram. JazakAllah khair.
JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.